Hey friends, thanks for joining us for the Messiah's Misfits podcast. No matter where you are in your walk of faith, this podcast is to help you grow and to learn. I'm Mary Ventures, and I'm joined with my friends Randall and Josh Newby.
Shalom.
I was going to say shalom.
I beat you.
Hola.
Howdy. And hello, listeners.
Greetings.
Yes. Greetings. Glad you're joining us tonight. And we're going to study on John chapter 8, part 2.
Amen.
We've had so much fun in John. I mean, there's just some good nuggets in John.
Yes.
So we're not going to let off.
John the Beloved.
That's right. Amen.
Encourager. Get to meet him one of these days.
That's right. I hope you can say you read his book.
He'll know I read it. He'll know I read
That's
it.
Right.
I don't want to quote it. I read your book.
Yeah, I know. That's Jesse DePlantis said that's how he wanted to be with Paul one day and said, "I've read all your stuff. Yeah. Everything you wrote, I read it."
some of the Old Testament minor prophets, they may struggle with them. Micah and.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nahum. We struggle with some of them.
Yeah. The littlest books.
Yeah.
Well, let's just kick it off here then. We're going to start in 19. I believe that's where we left off. So then said they unto him, "Where is thy father?" Jesus answered, "Ye neither know me nor my father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my father also."
That's a verse.
It is.
That is a verse. He read their hearts,
mm-hmm,
as he's the one who knows the hearts,
right,
secret of the heart. He knew what they believed and what they didn't believe.
Right. Exactly.
And he called them on it.
He did.
He called, he says, "You don't know me nor my father. If you had known me, you'd also know my father."
Right.
So he knew, "You don't know me, and you definitely don't know my
right.
father."
Right. Especially, I mean, in all the things that had been happening up to that point,
right,
you know, they knew something special was about this fella, but they refused it.
Because it was John also wrote John 14:1, where he said, "Believe in God, believe also in me."
That's right.
I mean, the Father and Jesus were one,
mm-hmm,
and they didn't separate.
No.
And so he was talking about it. He said, "If you'd have known me, you'd know my father also."
Right. You'd have been looking for me, first of all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And 20 says, "These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and ye shall seek me, and I shall die, and shall die in your sins. Whither I go, ye cannot come. Then said the Jews, Will he kill himself? Because he saith, Whither I go, ye cannot come. And he said unto them, Ye are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world."
Wow.
That's powerful right there.
He laid it all on the line to them.
Yeah.
I think if you go back to verse 20, of all the places he could have spoken inside the temple.
The treasury.
he went to where they kind of were drawn to.
Right.
They liked their money. They liked their power. They liked their authority. They
right.
liked their pomp and gander. They liked their prestige. So he just went where they were at.
Right.
He went to the very treasury part where the chests were held. And he taught in that right there. And he also said that no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come.
Right.
Well, he knew he had a space of time.
Right.
He knew he had 3.5 years, is
right.
what the Bible records, to fulfill his mission.
Yes.
And so he knew that until that time was come, nothing was going to happen to him.
That's right.
He knew that. He had. He
but
was,
they didn't.
That they didn't know no. that. But he was sealed up until that particular time.
Right.
And so he could speak and say, teach what he wanted, and nobody
right.
was going to harm him. Because he knew that his time hadn't come.
They had no power and authority. He said that to Pilate.
Yeah.
He says, "You have no power and authority over me except for what you've been
Absolutely.
Given.
Absolutely.
And that's always been powerful to me because
yeah.
he knew, even though the horrible things he was fixing to face.
Yeah.
So he still knew.
He kept his face as flint.
Yes.
And he kept right on teaching and preaching and healing
Amen.
In all the villages he went about. Doing good. He said, then Jesus again said to them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and you shall die in your sin. Whither I go, you cannot come.
That's right.
The opportunity was lost.
Right.
What he was telling me, he said, if you don't accept me now,
right now,
your opportunity is going to be lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we could apply that to today's society.
That's right. Oh, absolutely.
People has opportunities and they're rejecting Christ.
Right.
They don't want to.
Because they can't fit their sin into what, and this is just the truth. You cannot fit sin into Christianity.
Mm-mm.
You cannot.
No.
Your sin is not welcome there.
Mm-mm.
He died for our sins,
yes,
to be covered. So don't think that he doesn't forgive you for them. But he's not going to conform
around our will,
around
our
what we think.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah, it's his way. It's his will,
mm-hmm,
here. But he told me, he says, you cannot come.
No.
Yeah, he said, right now, this is your opportunity to accept me.
Right.
If that opportunity was lost to them right now,
mm-hmm,
and it was limited.
Well, if you can't accept Jesus and he's standing in front of you.
Yes, true.
Right then, how are you going to accept him?
Very true.
You know, I do believe there was a lot of them that probably got saved at the, you know, his death, because they saw great and powerful things,
yeah,
happen.
They, yeah,
the fear took over. But, you know, I think he wants us to come to him with just open love, you know.
Right. But he was definitely in their midst.
Yes.
He was right there, the Savior, the Healer, the Messiah was in their midst.
Uh-huh, amen.
Yeah.
Then said they unto him, who art thou?
Let's go back 23.
Okay.
Let's go back
23
before 23. You get excited there.
I got excited.
You know, here he's separating the carnal from the heavenly.
Right.
He says, you are from beneath, and I am from above.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where we need to step out of the carnal and of the earthly and take on the heavenly,
mm-hmm,
with our spirit, you know, being born again.
Right.
You know, we can't remain earthly and carnal and follow Christ to the potential that he's called us to be or fulfill the destinies that he has for us.
Sure.
But he said, I am from above, but you're of this world. I am not of this world.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be where Christ is.
Right.
I want to be hanging with him.
Right. Right, and we're just journeying through.
Absolutely, mm-hmm, but he told him, he said, you're on a completely different plane and level than what I am.
Right.
But we can put through God's offer,
right,
of his grace, mercy, and love, he brings us out of the earthly and brings us up to where he is. Because he said, you're now seated together in heavenly places,
mm-hmm,
in Christ Jesus.
Right.
So he brings us from the place of just being carnal and earthly. He brings us up to where he is. He does,
yes,
it. Oh, that's just wonderful news for us tonight, knowing that we can have that,
right,
availability. You know, my goodness. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, now I forgot where I was.
24.
Okay, thank you. I'm kidding. Okay. I said, therefore, unto you. Now, remember, folks, these are the red letters.
Absolutely.
This is Jesus talking here. I said, therefore, unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he shall die in your sins. Ye,
wow,
shall die in your
that's
sins.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary.
That'll be an eye-opener statement.
Yeah.
It's a warning.
It is.
He said, if you don't know me, you're going to die in your sins.
Mm-hmm. Without me.
Without me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, oh, my Lord. That's scary.
Well, this and it must have rung their bell a little bit, because then said they unto him, who art thou?
Yeah.
And Jesus saith unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the,
wow,
beginning.
Wow, wow.
He didn't backtrack.
Mm-mm.
He said, I am he.
I'm the one I told you was.
That's right.
I'm still the one.
That's
I'm still,
right.
Yes, yes.
I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him.
Wow. Wow. He's revealing the Father to them.
Right, but they don't get it.
He was revealing the Father. He was saying, this, mm-hmm, is what me and the Father have been talking about.
Right.
And I've come to earth as a man to share that with you.
And it was prophesied. Woo. It was prophesied. You should be ready.
Yeah.
You should know who I am. But you should know from the prophecy.
Right.
But they didn't.
Wow. I'm the same to you from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. I have many things to say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, if we could just
listen.
Listen to, just
yeah,
listen. What would he? What would he?
Oh yeah.
What would he show? What would the Holy Spirit reveal to us? You know,
wow,
the mysteries and the deep things of God and the enlightenings that He'd put in our put into our lips to strengthen us and to bless. And oh my goodness, what? There's so much.
But there is
so vast, so vast. Go ahead.
Okay, they understood not that he spake to them of the Father.
Mm-hmm. Lord, help us to understand.
Yes. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things.
Wow. You know, he's talking about their of his death.
Mm-hmm.
He's speaking that that's how he's going to die.
Right.
He said, when you have lifted up, that's talking about speaking of the dying on the cross.
Right.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall you know that I am he.
Right.
And boy, did they know
They did.
That's when the earth become dark and the earthquakes took place.
Mm-hmm. Things they hadn't probably seen before.
You know, that soldier, that Roman soldier stood there and said, truly,
thou art the Son of God.
Yes. Yep. They knew it then.
Yeah.
They didn't understand it now.
Right.
But man, they got a revelation when he did.
Right. I bet they were looking for the disciples later.
Yeah.
Tell me about this man.
Yeah.
You know? Unfortunately, they don't tell us everything. But I believe they were.
Yeah. There was something going because he plainly says, because he said right there, he says, when?
Mm-hmm.
When you?
Mm-hmm.
He said, you're the one that's going to do it.
Right.
He's identifying them.
Right.
You're the one going to
kill me. Yeah.
You're the one that's going to crucify me.
Mm-hmm.
Then shall you know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself.
Right.
But as my Father hath taught me, so I teach,
mm-hmm.
so I speak, so I minister these things to you.
Wow.
What a revelation for us
mm-hmm.
now. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him.
Wow.
That's
how we should all be wanting to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Wanting to please the Father, not mm-hmm. to please ourselves. But that's what Jesus said. I do those things. It's not pleasing to me, but what I do to please the Father.
But you know what 30 says? You know, and as he spake these words, many believed him.
Yes.
So there were believers.
Yes.
There were ones who said,
thank God. Thank God.
You know, back in 7, I believe he said, never a man has spoke as this one. You know, and that's, I don't see how you could hear him speak and not be like, he surely is the Son of God.
There was conversion.
Oh, right.
The heart was converted.
Yes.
Right there, the conviction
yes.
and the convincing that they were spiritually bankrupt,
mm-hmm.
and many believed on him.
Amen.
Praise
Absolutely.
God. Praise God.
Wow.
Man, oh man, oh man. Then Jesus said to those Jews, which he's telling what group of people,
mm-hmm.
he said, those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed.
Amen.
Wow, that's what we do today.
That's right.
So we're the disciples of Christ.
That's
because
right.
We continue. Salvation is not just a one-time event.
Right.
But it's a daily dying to the flesh.
That's right.
It's a daily mm-hmm. living for Jesus. And that's what I try to tell people. Live for God, serve God.
Yes.
Live for God, serve God
right.
daily. It's not just a one day a week or
no.
one-time event in our life. But it's a daily walk with Christ.
That's true.
It's enjoying him, having a deep-seated relationship with him that's unquenchable.
Right.
That
well, and just like we study and we get to know him, you know, we've said this before, you can't know him if you're not studying about him.
Yeah.
If you're not talking to him every day, if you're not, you know, that's how we get to know one another.
Yeah.
You know, so if we don't get to know one another, we're like, yeah, I know who that is, but I don't know them.
One of the best things I found about people is just listen.
Yeah.
People will tell you if you just listen.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You know, God gave us two ears and one mouth.
That's right. That's true.
So
he did.
He intended for us to listen twice as much.
Yes, he did.
And so he wants us to know him, and he wants us to continue in his word.
Mm-hmm.
He said, then are you my disciple? Just think about that. You are my disciples.
Yes. Praise God.
Think of that. That's what he calls us. He refers to you. You're mine.
Right.
You belong to me.
It did not end in this Bible.
No.
It meant to be carried on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just knowing that we are his. We
yes.
belong to him. Praise
Amen.
God. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That's one of my favorite verses.
Oh. Man, what a statement.
Yes.
It's the truth.
Yep.
Yes, the truth. You know, sometimes the truth hurts. Or
yes.
We can't sugarcoat it. We can't water it down. We have to preach the truth in love.
Right.
You know, that's...
I know it.
That's what Christ did.
But the world doesn't want to do that.
Look what he did. He was hard.
Yes.
This was hard.
Right.
This was hard stuff. But yet, because he preached it out of truth and love, many believed on him.
That's right.
It works.
It does work.
Truth and love brings results.
That's right. I agree.
If Jesus did it, it works.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to throw a pizza party or have a wing-ding dinner. He brought out the truth and the word, and many believed on him.
Right.
Well, wow.
You know, I believe that just that day-to-day fellowship with him by yourself, he wants you to get alone with him. You know, it's wonderful that we get together at the appointed times during the week. But that, you got to do it. You can't just be like, see you Wednesday, God. I need to talk to him every day.
Well, it's good to have corporate worship.
Yes.
It's good to have the corporate meetings.
Exactly. I agree.
But you've got to have those personal meetings in intermittent time between them.
That's right.
You've got to have those.
That's, yeah.
I think it's those personal times get you prepared for the corporate times.
Right. That's right. That's
you can't count it. Well, when I get to church, that's when I'll get, no. You need to be prepared when you come to church because somebody there might need what you have to offer them.
That's very true.
So at the corporate, when we all come together as one, as the body, but you got to come in prepared. You got to come in ready yourself.
Yes.
So you got to have that personal time to be ready for the corporate time.
Amen.
Then look what happens in the corporate time when everybody starts coming together. Then
fire.
Look, yeah.
Yeah.
That's when the portals of glory opens up. Hallelujah. Gets mixed. Makes me want to go to church.
I know.
Hey, you're invited. Hey,
yeah,
you're invited. You are invited tonight. Praise
that's
God.
That's right.
If you think we have this much fun just on podcast,
yes,
we are to worship.
We are fun people. Come on down and visit with us.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
They answered him in 33, "We be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin."
Wow.
That's huge.
That is. True.
He didn't candy coat it.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm.
We can either be a servant of sin.
Right.
Or we can be a servant of Christ.
Of Christ. That's right.
We can be serving Christ and righteousness, holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can become a slave and a servant to sin.
That's right.
Christ brought us out of that. He wants us free from that.
Yes.
So we can have the liberty to serve Christ, the liberty to freedom to worship him without reservation or hesitation or the hindrances, but to be free to express our love to him. You know, that's just
so true.
That is just, he wants us free.
Well, he says it right here. We're reading it. We're not making it up. This is what God said. Jesus said these things.
I was looking over here. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
While
I'm looking here, you get over in Romans, the 6th chapter.
Uh-huh.
So he said that we also should walk in the newness of life.
Right.
He wants us to walk in that freedom.
Right.
The newness of life. He said just knowing this. That our old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Amen.
What a complete contrast here.
That's right.
Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died once to sin, but in that he liveth unto God.
That's right.
Oh, my
Forever
Lord.
Forever and ever.
He said, but yield yourself to God, for sin shall have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but you are under grace. And being then made free from the sin, you become the servants of righteousness.
Amen.
That's what Paul wrote to the Roman church. And this is what Christ was speaking to his newfound disciples here. He wants to know, you shall be free indeed.
Right. Praise God.
We want to come out of the bondage.
Who wants to be
come
in bondage?
Out of that.
I don't. Yeah,
absolutely.
No.
The children of Israel were bond for 430 years.
Right.
He came and set them free.
He did.
He wants us to be free.
He does want us to be free.
Free from the bondage of this world, the cares of the life, and
yes,
the pride of life. And he wants us to be free.
That's right.
That we can just walk and serve in the newness of life.
Amen.
Oh. Mm. That abundant life. Let me just add to that.
That's right.
That abundant life.
Super abundant.
That abundant
life. Well, he says in 35, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever.
Amen. Amen. We're not servants.
No.
We're called a child of God.
Yes.
We get to abide in the house.
We get to live in the inside.
Yes.
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 If the son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be freed indeed. I know that ye are of Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you.
Oh. Think about that statement.
Well, yeah, because, you know, if his word has no place in you, if he hasn't, you're lost.
Yeah. What did you say over in John the 15th chapter? John 15 and 7, which speaks of the vine, he said in John 15 and 7, he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
Wow.
So his word brings results, brings life. He said, but my word has no place in you.
Right.
You're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You're dead. You're not accomplishing nothing.
Nothing.
You're a miserable in a miserable state right there,
yes.
A miserable person.
Yeah.
If you do not have God's word abiding, if it does not have a place of authority, a place in your life, of direction in your life, well, that's a sad state.
Well, you know, you can see a difference. You can see a difference in people who are full of the love of Christ.
Yes, you can.
And than those who are lost that do not have him in them.
Absolutely. Well, look what he said. You got murder in your heart.
Yes. Yeah, you're going to kill me. He's telling him right now.
Yeah,
you're already setting up.
You don't have love in your heart.
No,
you've got hate in your heart.
That's right.
You don't have grace in your heart.
No.
Mercy in your heart. You've got murder in your heart. My Lord, he's hitting it straight between the horns here.
That's right.
You seek to kill me because you have not allowed my word to impact you, to change your life.
Right. Wow. Because and they still think.
Wow.
Just because they're Abraham's seed, they're number one. That's not
just because we go to church don't make us a Christian. Just
it does
because
not.
We go to church does not make us a believer. Just because we go to church is not going to get us to heaven.
Amen.
We have to have the Word. Christ is the beginning. Was the Word? The Word was God. And the Word was with God. He's got to have a place in our hearts.
Yes. Amen.
Get me to preaching on this podcast tonight. Glory be to God.
It looks like we're going to have to do a part three, y'all. I know we're running over, but you know what? It's so good.
Oh, it's exciting.
There's so much
stuff. Just these nuggets that we're digging
out of
this. I feel like a prospector here. You know,
there's gold in the areas.
And I'm finding these nuggets of gold in this thing here. But how important that verse is, because he says, you've not allowed my word to take up residence in your heart.
Yes.
How many
we
people,
have to do that.
How many people has not allowed that?
Right, many.
You know, they've got other things in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have Christ at their heart.
That's right.
Wow. Let's pray.
Let's pray.
Father, we thank you.
Praise
Lord, that your word is real.
Yes.
Your word is life. Lord, you said that your word is quick and it is powerful.
Yes.
It is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit. Father, we pray right now, Lord, all the way to the joints, to the marrow. Lord, let your word go to the very depths of our being right now, Lord, and take up that residence. Lord, you said that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, we just pray right now, Lord, as this word goes forth, it will not return void, but it will give increase. Lord, what we desire it, Lord, it'll bring results. Father, we pray right now for that heart tonight, Lord, that may be cold, Lord, that may be hardened, Lord, towards you. Lord, but we pray through the power of the Spirit of God, Lord, through the Word of God tonight, that heart will become tender, that heart will become pliable, Lord, and they'll receive you and give residence to you, your Spirit. Spirit, your word to you, the living King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that you'll be enthroned, Lord, upon that very heart. Lord, take that old heart of stone away, Lord, and give them a heart of flesh. Father, we pray the Spirit of God convert. Lord, we're praying for conversions, God, that born again experience. Yes. Lord, we're praying for that regeneration, Lord. Yes. Father, that old murderous spirit, that adulterous, fornicating spirit, Lord, would be removed, God, and a spirit of love would move in. Lord, a spirit of mercy, a spirit of faith, a spirit of forgiveness, Lord, would move in and set up residence. Father, we're praying tonight, Lord, for our podcast family and whoever may hear this with their ears, Lord, that they would understand, Lord, give them understanding. Father, the love, the offer of being made free from the power of sin, the power of darkness, the power of death on their life, Lord, that they may experience this liberty, this joy, this peace that only you can bring. Only you give. Father, we pray this tonight. Lord, we pray for people. And Lord, I just pray for that individual right now that's listening. Lord, I sense in my spirit right now there's someone that needs a healing. Whoo, shababa kasada borihita ralaka. God, I sense someone is needing a healing in their body right now. Lord, that you would touch them, Lord, as they believe with me right now. Yes. Father, they're going to be healed. They're going to be healed of this infirmity. Father, I believe this. I speak it. Lord. I speak it in life right now. Father, we thank you for moving on this behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise amen. God. What amen. A blessing. What a blessing.
Amen.
Thank you all so much for listening. And, you know, I just pray that you're just touched by the words that you're hearing as we are. Because no matter how many times we read them, sometimes they're just like new. It's a new outpouring. Yes. So we just hope that you're blessed as we are.
Amen. Amen. We love our audience.
Yes, we do.
We love our audience.
Bless you each and every one. And thank you all for listening to Messiah's Misfits podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe wherever you're listening today so you do not miss an episode. It would also mean a lot if you took the time to give us a review so others can find our podcast and we can continue to serve and to teach.
The Messiah's Misfits podcast is a ministry of Yale Assembly where our mission is to build kingdom people. To find out more about Yale Assembly and our other ministries, you can go to yaleassembly.org.